It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Yeah, flashback time to throw it back on a Thursday. Okay, we've done this one before. It's been a little while, but fresh off the news from Cowboys training camp that has to arguably, if he put it on the playlist for the Cowboys to practice to, one of his favorite songs to the year
1982,
and which is the definitive version of Slow Hand. Is it the Pointer Sisters, or is it Conway?
You want a man with the slow hand.
Slow hand.
You want a lover with an easy touch. Oh, you want somebody
Jerry
who's
Jones.
There sometime.
Can you imagine the Cowboys working out to that song playing? I don't know if Dak would want to... I don't know if I'm the quarterback, if I want to take the snap from the center with that song playing.
Here we go!
I don't know. Either way, Slow Hand. Ultimately done, yes, by the Pointer Sisters in 1981. And then by Conway in 82, the year after that. It was written by the tandem of Michael Clark and John Bettis. Now, and which is the definitive version, well, of the two? Only one of these hit number one, and that would be Mr. Tweedy. Pointer Sisters took it number two in 81 the year. But when Conway got a hold of this, he was in full Conway form in 1982. He had just purchased and built Tweedy City, by the way, just outside of Nashville. So that was already going on. And it was the same week that his hit The Clown brought Conway his first number one single from this new record label deal he had with Elektra. So it was all going on for Conway at the time in 1982. And the new label quietly released Slow Hand as a follow-up to The Clown after they discovered over 300 radio stations were already playing it off the Southern Comfort album. As we said, it was written by Michael Clark and Los Angeles veteran lyricist John Bettis, who, by the way, have written the following. That would be Karen Carpenter, Touch Me When We're Dancing, Olivia Newton-John, Physical. They were all about that. They wrote Pointer Sisters' big hit before this, Fire, and this was the follow-up. Although it was not originally meant for the Pointer Sisters. They had a few other bands in mind and artists, including Diana Ross, Lionel Richie, and even Bruce Springsteen. Ah, but it was. Pointer Sisters at number two. Tweedy taking it to number one, and evidently Jerry Jones' favorite song, which is creepy.
As the midnight moon